Hello and welcome to the very first episode, very first premium episode of Coda's Cut. Just a podcast I've been wanting to do for a while. It's probably going to be mainly political, a little bit of this and that, a little bit of interesting news, about like a weekly roundup, caps of whatever the fuck's going on in the world that I think it just is interesting and I think you might find it interesting. We talk about, politics, world news, local news, culture, a little bit of beer. I'm going to have a brew every episode, and today I'm drinking Loose Cannon IPA. Yeah, it's from Maryland, Baltimore. Not bad, not too shabby. A friend let me try it the other day. Left some over, and I've been drinking them. I'm not gonna lie, for the past 2 hours, they're pretty good. I'm not usually an IPA fan, but yeah. A little bit about me. I'll give a little bit of biography. I'm from Michigan, Ypsilanti, about 15 minutes away from Ann Arbor, about 30 from Detroit. Grew up in a good household, blah, blah, blah. I'm currently 22 years old and I'm in the United States Navy, active duty. A couple buddies of mine from work wanted me to do this. A couple of friends of mine wanted me to do this. They recommended that I do it. And yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while. I'm just bored as all hell. I said, why not? I'm an investor. I'm an outdoors guy. I like to game here and there. Big reptile lover, got a lot of pets for those. Yeah, I'm a dog person over cats, fuck cats. Yeah, I think that's that about rounds it up. Oh no, music. I'm a big classic rock fan. 90s grunge is probably my favorite genre. I dabble in a little bit of rap, a little bit of it, and yeah, that's about it. Okay, well, I'm just hopping right into it. One thing that's been going around that you guys all have most likely heard about by now, if you don't live under a rock, it's that, crap, this bottle open. It's that, Trump, the big evil Hitler of America, is, taking families, ripping them apart to shreds on the borders of Texas and California and just on the Mexican border in general. He's an evil, evil man following this evil law that's been going on for the past decade. Kind of started with Bill Clinton, kind of carried out, and then really used in the Obama era. But most people don't like to talk about that. Like, they like to sweep that under the rug. Because, you know, nothing's wrong with Obama. He's perfect in every single way. But, yeah, that's one thing that's been really annoying me. It's been grinding my gears. Especially because the other day my tire went to shit and I had to go into the tread quarters. I was there for about 3 hours. By the way, currently stationed in Norfolk. Tread quarters is a tire shop. and they're playing local news on the TV. And then it switched to whatever the fuck Good Morning America is, whoever runs that. And it was just slamming Trump for the evil, mean guy he is, talking about this, that, and the other, mainly about the border crap. And then the place is filled with people, a very diverse group of people, about 15 people, and they're all just laughing at the TV, talking amongst themselves, strangers, they don't even know each other, laughing and becoming great friends because of how evil a man he is and what he's doing at the border and how he's just a terrible guy. And I'm in uniform, I'm sitting there, I came just off of a 12-hour shift. And I'm, like, screaming on the inside because I just want to, like, tell them and just explain to them how this isn't even his law. He didn't even make this. This is something that was going on before he even thought about running for office. And then he comes in the office. And then, it's all him. It's all him. And they're all chanting. Like I said, a very diverse group of people, white people, black people, becoming best friends, saying how he's an evil piece of shit, how he's ripping families apart. And that was exhausting. I was just sitting there, annoyed as all hell. Like, trying not to, you know, say anything. I'm in uniform, I gotta be respectful, I gotta respect people's opinions. Yeah, it was exhausting. Finally got the hell out of there, but the moral of the story, that is what I really want to hit on, is how fucked the media is. How it just mind controls people. No one fact checks. No one fucking fact checks. 90%, this is my stat, 90% of America's population does not fact check shit. They see something on the news, they see something on the radio, or hear it on the radio, or my favorite, they see it on Twitter, and they all rally together, and they don't fact-check anything, and they just go. They just fucking go. It grinds my gears. It really does. I don't know how people live like that. I don't know how people can be so vulnerable to the media. That's where fake news came from. That's why Trump is winning. That's why people are... That's why most likely he'll win a second time. His popularity is only going up from here, I think. Unless he does something really dumb. But yeah, like I said, I would call myself a Trump supporter, of course. If I had to pick between Democrat and Republican, just bear shit in the woods, I'm picking Republican. But to get more specific, probably a right-wing collective libertarian. I believe in a lot of right-wing things, but I also believe that we should stay within ourselves. I think we should keep our allies close, keep our enemies further away, stop putting our noses in other people's business, but that's me. Right now, I think Trump's doing a good job with his diplomacy going on in North Korea. I think he's doing decent. Every now and then, he does say some dumb shit. He does tweet some dumb shit. But yeah, I just let him have it. Let him take it. I think it's kind of funny that our president tweets more than a teenage girl. I kind of liked it. Because, I mean, I'm big on Twitter. I like to be on Twitter a lot. And how many times do you see Obama tweeting about shit? Maybe once a day, if there's a school shooting, you'd say prayers and whatnot. But this dude, he's talking shit all day. You gotta love that. Come on. For the generation we're in, I think we're kind of blessed that the 70-year-old man is tweeting as much as he is. Let me take a drink here. Yeah. But yeah, speaking of Twitter, this is one of the headlines going on right now, and I just caught my eye. I feel like I gotta talk about it. But yeah, Twitter's so far left, and it tries not to be. It definitely is, and it tries to be left, but they try to sweep it under the rug. They try to make it look like it's neutral, but God, is it not natural, neutral. This top trending moment right now, it says, CNN and Jim Acosta weren't exactly welcomed at a Trump South Carolina rally. No shit, it's fucking CNN. That's the poster boy for fake news. No, why? At a Trump rally, where most people are fans of Trump, they like the whole fake news thing going on right now, because who doesn't? Everyone hates false media, but CNN is the mascot of fake news. So yeah, no shit. And you're going to scroll through and you're going to see people talking shit and how he's a fascist, evil piece of shit that doesn't let anyone have opinions about blah, blah, blah. No, if you're CNN and you're wear a CNN t-shirt and you go to a Trump rally, you're not going to be liked. You're not going to be the number one fan. And the best part is they have this old woman. She looks about like 80 years old. She got glasses. She's wearing a flower, like Hawaiian shirt and a visor on. And she's angry. She's got her finger up and she looks like she's just roasting whoever's taking the picture. And there's a sign that says, "Thank you for keeping us something." I don't know. Probably safe. And she's just an evil, evil old woman that is just the face of the Republican evil party. God, this shit is so stupid. This shit is so dumb. I can't level with these people. No one can level with these people. It's just a shit show back and forth. And then the other thing that's going on right now is the press secretary of the House. Is that her title? I forgot her name. I'm not going to butcher it. But I got to look it up real quick. I'm terrible with names. I am just terrible. Let me look this up. I'm actually a big fan of her. I'm pissed I can't remember her name right now. I think it's Huckabee Sanders. Hang on. Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Great gal. I like her. I mean, I've never met her in person, but she kills the White House press secretary. She is just great at it. But, you know, sexist old Trump, you know, who the hell would he do to hire a woman? What the heck? You must be sleeping with her. No. But she's great. I like what she does. She, you know, she makes people speak one at a time. She'll shut anyone up that's heckling her. She's good. I like her. But yeah, as recently, she goes to a restaurant. I believe in Virginia it was. I'm not exactly sure where. She goes into the restaurant, and apparently she's like, she's heckled to death, and they just kick her out. The owners of the restaurant kick her out. And apparently she was being spit on. She's just being called all this and that and the other. All because she's on Trump's staff. She's not a terrible person. She's never done anything super controversial to piss anyone off. None. But somehow, this evil woman goes and eats at a restaurant. How dare she? And I don't even know if she made it past her goddamn appetizer. People making a huge freaking festival about her. She gets kicked out, and apparently now it's a huge, oh, if I run a business, I'm allowed to kick out who I want to kick out. Because we're liberals. And apparently the house, the family ran at restaurant. There's a picture of them all wearing the pussy hats from the feminist movement. You know, those knitted pink pussy hats. Yeah, so I mean, it's safe to say they're left-wing, but I mean, it could be a right-wing feminist. I mean, I'm all for women's rights. I don't give a shit. But you can kind of, you know, assume modern-day feminists are extremely liberal as well. Because that's kind of just how it goes. But yeah, they kick her out, and now they think they have every reason to kick out anyone that's Republican or that supports or that is in Trump's staff. And yeah, that's their right. They're allowed to do that. But and then it's flip-flopped. Remember a couple years ago when there was a bakery ran by Christian families, and a gay couple would come in there and be like, "Hey, me and my dude bro is getting married. We want a wedding cake make. Can you do that?" And the Christian family that runs the business are like, "No thanks. We don't support this. We're a very Christian ran business. We don't want to support this. No thank you. We're not going to make your cake." And then, you know, hell explodes. And then the left explodes and everyone's losing their damn mind because this one Christian family won't make a goddamn cake. And it's a huge deal. And then they lose their rights, and I think they ended up getting sued. I know it was more than one case, but I believe in this case they were getting sued because they wanted to do that because it was discrimination, or actually it was a hate crime or something like that. I don't see the difference between this and that. Like, you're not going to make a case for gay people because that's not what you believe in. Okay, sure. Okay, then you got a restaurant that's really liberal or Democrat or whatever the fuck, and they won't let you in because you're Republican. It's just pretty much the fucking fine line right there. I mean, it's the same shit, basically. In my opinion, I think it's the same shit. Some may argue that it's not, whatever. But you can't, I mean, come on. I don't know, what would you do in your situation? I feel like I gotta make a group or a Facebook page or something. I gotta let you guys comment or something. I need to hear your guys' opinions too, because I know I'm not crazy, but I think it's the same type of discrimination. If you're Republican, you're not allowed to be in my restaurant. Okay, well, if you're gay, I'm not going to make a cake for you. It's either that one or the other. I mean, do both or none, you know? I want to say, there's two sides of me for that. I want to say, you know, you have your right to not allow anyone you may or may not want in your restaurant or your bakery. I feel like you should have that right. But it also does feel like discrimination. I feel like if it was anything about race, I think that'd be kind of fucked up too. But, you know, it's one of those fine lines. Excuse me. It's like modern-day Nazism. Is it free speech, or should you punch him in the face? It's like you kind of don't know. In my opinion, it's kind of hard, because, yes, it's free speech. Yes, they're going to spew their weird shit, and you should let them. But at the same time, we went to war for this, you know? We killed a lot of people for this. I don't think we should allow it, but then it's where do you draw the line, you know, what is free speech and what isn't free speech, and then when you become, when there's a deciding factor of what is free speech, that's when we get closer to Nazism. I think that's when we get closer to fascism and all that controlled utopia, where the government runs everything, V for Vendetta, what is and what isn't free speech comes into play, and I think that's even worse. So in my opinion, I guess just do whatever the hell you want until, it hurts someone else, and then fuck it. And actually physically hurt your feelings, no one gives a shit about. But yeah, I'm going to take a quick break. my mouth is dry and the IPAs aren't helping it, so I'll be right back. Alright, welcome back. Sorry about that. Needed a quick break. Alright, let's shift gears here. The NASDAQ was down about 2.09% today. Dow was down about 1.33%. And the S&P 500 index was about down 1.37%. I don't know about you guys, but my portfolio was trash today. Seems like it is every Monday. Seems like every Monday comes around, my portfolio takes a shit. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but every Monday is always a bad day. Friday's where it's picked up for whatever reason. Don't know why. But yeah, if you guys didn't hear, Richard Harrison, I don't know if you remember him from the show Pawn Stars, died today at 77 years old. Decent. It was a good show. He was that grumpy old man. Kind of just either said fuck you or sure to any other any buy they wanted to make. I guess it's a sad death. I don't know too much about that. And are you guys watching the World Cup? How's that going? I don't know. I'm not so much in it this time because the U.S. isn't really in it, which is a bummer. Because last World Cup, I mean, America was huge into it. They were, the population was big into the World Cup, and a lot of people were having parties, celebrating. It was a good time. I'm really disappointed that they're not in it this time. But yeah, another big headline is Ronaldo missed a penalty kick, and oh god, the world's gonna explode. I don't got too much. I don't got too much other than that on my mind. Just a little rant I wanted to talk about. I don't know. I think this might be fun. I think this might be a good idea. I think I should make a Facebook page to get your guys' input back. Get your guys' opinions, see what else you guys got to say. And I want to keep this going. I want to do this maybe every like week maybe. I'm going to try. Like I said, I'm active duty in the Navy. I may or may not have that much time. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to try to do it at least a week. Give you guys a good little roundup recap of what's going on, of what I think is important in the world of politics. Let you know what I'm drinking. Yeah, I'll let you know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a black t-shirt with jeans, and I'm wearing flip-flops with no socks. I'm going dad right now. I'm going like Harley Davidson dad right now. Sipping IPAs. My room's a fucking mess. I'm in the middle of organizing and cleaning it. I've got distracted like 6 times, so this is where I'm at. I said, fuck it, I'll do it right now. But yeah, I hope you guys like it. I really do. Let me know everything you want. I'm going to make a Facebook post. I'm going to make a Facebook group. It's going to be called Coda's Cut. Kodahkut. And I'll make that up right after this. Tell your friends if you want, if you think I made some good point of views. If you have some piece of shit left-winged guy you work with or you go to school with and you want to shut them up because you're probably the only one with this opinion, because it seems like you're always outmatched by liberals or left-wing people, because it kind of always seems like I do. I feel like I'm the black sheep when it comes to politics, unfortunately. Everywhere I'm at, it seems like I'm the only one in the room that disagrees with whatever the CNN's telling you to think. But, let me know. I'm going to make that post, or I'm going to make that group, or fucking page, Christ. And, you guys get back to me. Tell your friends, tell your kids. And, Hope you have a great day. It's about midnight now, so I think I'll end it right here. Have a good night. Stay tuned.